Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851, Monday morning here on KSJE. Time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk with Lewis Campbell about technology that's been in the news over the past week or so. Lewis is joining us from Synergy Computer Systems, of course. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We can hear you, and now we can actually see you. There you are.
So there we are. Hey.
Doing good. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm alive, and I'm happy to be so.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've noticed in the news last week or so. Technology-wise, there's no shortage, it seems, of stuff that's been going on, right?
Right. Well, this is almost straight out of a Hollywood movie. 3 million smart toothbrushes. Have you heard about this whole back and forth riffraff here?
Briefly, but now I'm forgetting what the gist is. But I've heard about the toothbrushes, yes. Oh, they were used in a denial-of-service attack or something, weren't they?
Well, that's the start. That's only the beginning of the story. So the news broke across multiple outlets like, I don't know, a week and a half or so ago that, you know, somebody had used 3 million smart toothbrushes. Supposedly the smart toothbrushes were running Java, and they had cracked these toothbrushes and used them as bots to launch denial of service attacks. And one of the Fortinet is a, for those of you in the computer industry, you might recognize Fortinet. They're a network security vendor. They make like firewalls and things of that nature. They were kind of in the middle of this. Now it's come out more recently that this whole story was a hoax. The original story, which we're not sure where it came from, the original story that the denial of service attack had happened had quoted Fortinet saying, you know, a leading security researcher says this happened. Now, outlets that have actually tried to follow up on that and contacted Fortinet and so forth have not gotten any definite answers. Fortinet's not saying anything about whether it happened or not, but they're basically saying, you know, this is what we do. It's you know, they're not acknowledging it. And so digging more into it, it turns out that it seems like there may not be any truth to this. But it's amazing how something like this made its way through the web, and various even reputable outlets reported on it before some of the other people started digging into it and finding out it wasn't true.
Interesting.
So 3 million smart toothbrushes were not used in a denial of service attack.
All right.
And it's not even sure that the smart toothbrushes use Java, but it's kind of interesting that there's even such a thing as smart toothbrushes.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, why would you need a smart toothbrush? Why do I need to know, or does my toothbrush need to be connected to the internet? I don't follow that. But anyway, I guess if it wasn't true,
I don't either.
True.
But apparently there are toothbrushes out there that connect either through Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And one of the things they do is like remind you of, oh, you haven't brushed your teeth in a while. You know, you should brush your teeth now, I guess. And there's also talk that some of them actually like map out your mouth, kind of like Roomba, the vacuum cleaner.
Okay. All right.
Map out your mouth and kind of, you know, get the layout of what your mouth looks like so they can, you know,
I can show you if you're missing a spot or something in your routine.
Yeah.
So, all right. Interesting. Okay. What else is going on? The Apple Vision Pro got released not too long ago, right? A couple weeks ago. The big virtual headset for Apple users.
Yeah, it's the big thing from Apple, which is good for them because I think post Steve Jobs, I think their big hurdle is trying to come up with new things, right? You know, not just living off of yet the newest version of the iPhone, right? So the Vision Pro is big. They're pushing it out. Everybody's talking about it. One of the interesting stories that's come out from the Vision Pro, actually the Massachusetts State Legislature The Massachusetts, a legislator in Massachusetts has been, showing this video of people behind the wheel of a Tesla in autopilot mode with their Vision Pro goggles on and typing, on an Air keyboard and saying, "Hey, we got to ban this. This is dangerous. People are going to get hurt." So now the Massachusetts state legislature is seriously, they're putting together a bill, and some people are seriously considering issuing a ban on using Vision Pros when you're driving a Tesla, or using Vision Pros when you drive in general. It amazes me that people are actually doing that. The video, there's a lot of news outlets are questioning the reality of the video, that the video itself might have been staged or hoaxed. But the legislature is kind of spinning themselves up about this.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, again, there are laws against using your cell phone in a car, so I can see why, this would be right along that same line. The difference, I think, with this Apple Vision Pro goggles as opposed to maybe the virtual reality Facebook headset or Google Cardboard or whatever, is that though this one you can actually see the world around you while things are kind of projected in front of you, right? So even if you were driving, theoretically, you can still see the road, even if you're in a Tesla, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so. If people
Not
are really
advocating
doing
people
this, it
do
would be
that.
an interesting experience. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting. Okay. All right. What else is going on?
Well, the FCC is voting to outlaw scam robocalls that use AI-generated voices.
Oh, I know. I'm all for that.
So basically, they're going to extend anti-robocall rules to cover AI deepfake calls by recognizing those voices as artificial under a federal law governing telemarketing and robocalling.
Okay.
So yeah, that should be. I wish we could ban robocalls altogether, but who am I? I don't run the government. So, but I think that's interesting that we're going to see that going on. And let's see here. A driverless car in San Francisco hit bicyclist. So
Uh-oh.
another incident of a driverless car causing an accident. And I think it kind of amuses me that we point out every time a driverless car accident happens, it becomes news because people are afraid of driverless cars. Like, oh, see, this is another example of why they're dangerous. But statistically, I would still think, and I can't prove this, it's just my gut feeling that I would be willing to bet that, per percentage wise, driverless cars are probably having accidents less than human-driven cars. But what am I? Maybe I'm a technophile. I don't know.
Well, that's possible, I guess, if they were able to do it on a per capita type of basis, right? Because there's certainly less of them on the road than other cars. But I hear what you're saying. There is a report about, I guess, another one of these got attacked in San Francisco. I don't think it was the same one from the story that I'm looking at here on PCMag.com that says that a bunch of folks in San Francisco's Chinatown attacked the Waymo driverless car and set it on fire. There was nobody in the car at the time. But there's pictures of it kind of burning on the street, so there's that.
See that, and that's interesting because I think you're going to see more of that too. There are people that are going to be people are afraid of these things, and sometimes rightly so. And you're going to see instances where people get upset about specific specific things happening. So, yep.
Very true. Very true. All right. Well, Lewis, we're just about out of time, but glad to catch up with you this week. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you everyone, and have a great week, everybody.
All right. You too, Lewis. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me every Monday of our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.